Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar as well as your own altar. First thing as you wake up, let's have a quiet time before God. Be our first priority as we wake up daily. Now open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. This is your day. Your steps shall be ordered to where your miracles are waiting and be ordered away from danger and misfortune. Who is this? You are experiencing reduction. I'm hearing, pray for those that are experiencing reduction. Reduction in patronage. You are not selling as much goods as you used to do. Customers and clients are dwindling. Your production has come down due to certain things, maybe breakdown of machines, lack of raw materials, workers leaving, reduce attendance in your church, pastor, less enrollment, school proprietor, reduction. I'm hearing reduction. God is saying, pray for someone experiencing reduction. And when I say someone, they could be in hundreds or even in thousands. Reduce mark, student, and performance in your studies. Someone is not receiving or doing as much as you used to do. The person or those addressing, they know themselves. You are experiencing reduced strength, reduced health, reduced sleep, reduced love in marriage, reduced result, reduced turnover, reduced inspiration, reduced prayer life. Your Bible study life has gone down. If that is you or any of your loved ones, lay your right hand on your heart and let me pray. I prophesy, no more reduction, no more going down. Whatever force of power causing your reduction, leakages, losses, ends today. I call on the God of increase and the call of restoration and compensation to come to your aid. Your situation will change in Jesus' name. Now do this. If you really want a change, do warfare prayers. Google or chat GPT to bring relevant Bible verses against reduction, against leakages, against going down. It will throw up so many. Write them out. Bible verses against reduction. Pray with those scriptures. Fast for 7 days. If you cannot fast all day, fast till 2 p.m. for 7 days consecutively. Each day, pray for 1 hour. Find a time to pray for one solid hour. You can pray in tongue and pray in your understanding using those Bible verses you have written out. Then put a good battle seed that will touch your bone behind this prayer. A change will happen. Oh yes, spiritual warfare will break the yoke. Someone is in pain. Lay hand where you have pains now and let me pray. Be healed. Healing anointing flow to where hands are laid. Pains go. Be set free in Jesus' name. Rise up and begin to confess your healing. Act in faith. Start doing what you couldn't do before. You will see a change has occurred. June 10, celebrant. Let me pray your birthday prayers. Lay your hand on yourself. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God and man will join hand to bless you this day. Happy birthday. Right? Let's go to issues. First one today. Good morning, Daddy. Thank you for the opportunity you are putting together to have a Bible course online. I'm interested. Wow. We need more of people like this. Indicate your interest. Send it to +234 809 789 4000. Next. Good morning, my dear Father in the Lord. For the man and lady who want their marriage outside the church, man can do traditional marriage and pay full bride price. Nothing is wrong. Not all marriages will be conducted in church. Thank you, sir. Wow. Now, that's true. Not all weddings will have to be conducted in the church. Some will take place in the registry and even tradition or nikah. But when the in-laws, the parents of the daughters, are church leaders, church officers, and the daughter that they brought up in the church, that is still my take on it. How can the son-in-law be the one dictating to his father-in-law, whose daughter is asking for her hand in marriage? That is still my concern. Let there be more response on this. Next, good morning, sir. Please treat us urgent. Holiness is good. I am not doubting it. But why is it that a woman waiting for marriage and marriage is not coming on time always have fibroid, sometimes cancer? And what can you say about this, sir? Wow, God bless you, daddy. Wow. The general belief is what we have just expressed, that when a woman stays unmarried, no sexual activities, the womb will develop fibroid on its own in some women. But there is no medical support to prove this. The exact cause of fibroid, we are told, is not known. We are told factors such as genetics, such as hormones, age, family history, obesity, and race may play important roles. Some studies suggest that women who had pregnancy may have a lower risk of developing fibroid, but this is different from saying that delayed marriage causes fibroid. Well, doctors and medical officers in the house, gynecologists especially, please help us throw more light on this subject. We are waiting. Next, greetings to daddy and all Turning Point family members. Sir, why is it that no Christian religious body is capturing our brethren in the north for prayers and revival, but all are looking forward to traveling outside of Nigeria, the shores of this country, for tourism, all in the name of preaching the gospel overseas? Wow. Well, if I understand your question very well, you are saying, why shouldn't religious bodies in the south go more to the north to help so-so there, instead of going outside of the country for tourism in the name of preaching the gospel there? Well, religious bodies are praying for the north, where, as we all know, there is serious religious persecution against Christianity in the north, and even genocide. Many church organizations are trying their best. Remember, most of these churches have their branches up there with their pastors and missionaries. Some of them have been kidnapped and even killed. The truth is that the caliphate and the fundamentalist Muslims in the north are not tolerant of Christianity or any other religion. They want their states to become full Sharia, governed by Sharia laws. They don't want democracy. They don't want to live in a secular state. They want to be like Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Turkey, and the rest of it. It is a serious issue in Nigeria, and it is brought about by the evil amalgamation of 1914, forcing the South and the North to stay together as a nation by force. Is not working. Now, these people want to impose Sharia on the rest of us. That is the reason of the persecution and the genocide. Let all of us be praying for Nigeria. You can't placate them. You can't placate them. You can't negotiate. It's an ideology. They just believe in it and they are ready to die for it. We need divine intervention in Nigeria. But it is clear that it is the fundamentalists and the extremists, not all Muslims in the north. I need I have to put that caveat. Right? We'll build more on this tomorrow. Today is the Great Prayer Mountain Day in Abuja Center. 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel International, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. TPGF and members all in around Abuja, be there live today. Telephone numbers to engage, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in Mararaba, Abuja. It will be two services, 7 to 9 a.m., 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., same time with Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, and all the other places. There are no more delayed service. The second edition is holding in Allen Avenue, Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land. It is tomorrow. It is Friday. Friday, day after tomorrow. Be there. Friday, June 12th, is a public holiday in Nigeria. TPGM members in and around Lagos, be there live. All Living Springs Chapel assemblies all over the nation will be viewing centers. Please be there. No more delay service. This Friday will be from 8 a.m. Invite all others. Telephone numbers to call for more information on the No More Delay 0806-478-8392. Then the TPGF conference in Manchester, UK is also almost here. Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. We need volunteers to assist us in table registration of attendees, in ushering protocol, and all the rest of it. If you want to be a volunteer in this Manchester conference, please speak to our two pastors there, 074-111-28401 and 079-178-97088. Do so now. Then pay your tithe and sow your seed. 10% of our income is God's portion in our earning. Don't compromise it. Then battle seed, thanksgiving seed, the seed of 666 we are sowing this month. Do as God gives you the capacity and the grace. Then the victory seed, 5,005 naira. And the business enlargement seed, 7,500. As you are able to do, do. Nobody is forced. Nobody is under duress. But those who understand sacrifice and understand the power of seed and have the capacity, do it with joy. It is your seed and your sowing that made the gospel grow and then opens the heavens and prevent the virus over your life. I prophesy to everyone's life, you will see the might and the power of God today like never before. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.